Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, it's Jordan Younger, your host of the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire podcast. Here we go deep on all things astrology, awakening, wellness, motherhood, channeling, aliens, and so much more. We have deep conversations. We go to other realms. It's a lot of fun. So stick around. Let's dive on in. I cannot wait to connect. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. And surprise! I am pregnant. You've probably gathered that by the title of this episode. And I have been so over the moon to share this news with you guys. I cannot even believe that I have kept it inside for all these weeks. It's been so hard. It has been so hard to not tell my community, all of my favorite people, what's been going on, especially because I have been in the trenches of the first trimester. I've been feeling so many things, and it's just been such an exciting time. It's been super distracting in a way because the pregnancy is the main thing on my mind, and I have all these work things that I've been trying to focus on and bring to life, which you guys have probably heard me talk about, but all I can think about is this little baby growing inside of me and the fact that Atticus is going to be a big brother and the fact that Jonathan and I are going to be parents to two children, which is so wild. We feel so blessed and so excited. And of course, I had to rope him on to coming on the show today so that we could discuss all things pregnancy and sharing the news with him, how he felt when he found out, how he feels about being a father of two. All of the above. We have lots of fun little tidbits and stories for you guys that we have been saving up for the last many weeks. And this is just going to be such a special conversation. You all mean so much to us, and getting to share this news just feels like a huge exhale and such a blessing. Honestly, such a blessing. Babies are little miracles. And even though I've been a mom for 2 years, I can't believe I'm going to be a mother of two. And I just feel so blessed and so grateful. And I don't want to ramble on because this is a very, very special one. So I want to get into it. But I also just wanted to quickly say for anyone who's listening who has had a hard time conceiving or is having health issues that prevents them from conceiving or just anything along this journey of having a child, that can be difficult. I just want to hold so much space for you and tell you that I'm holding your hand, and that if you don't want to listen to a pregnancy announcement episode right now, I completely understand. But also, if you're trying to conceive and potentially have been having issues with it, it can be very expansive to hear from someone who is celebrating their pregnancy, who's overcome countless health issues. So I'm going to try to be as mindful as possible in this conversation. And there's so many people who I'm close to, people who I follow online, and also dear, dear friends in my life who have had a tough journey to conceive, who have done everything from IUI to IVF, And you guys are the real warriors. So don't ever forget it. Everyone's journey to conception and to parenthood looks so different. So all I can do is speak on my journey. And I feel very, very lucky, very blessed to be in this position. I cannot believe it. Hopefully we'll answer a lot of your questions in this episode, but also I will definitely follow this up with a solo so that I can get into the details from the feminine perspective, since I want to give Jonathan the stage today because he is not on the show every day. So please do send in your questions. I'm sure I'll do a Q&A on social media where you can ask me anything. I'm such an open book. And this is just a celebration, and I am honored, and I love you guys to the moon and back. So let's get into this episode. Welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to do this episode and share this news with you guys. We're pregnant.
Oh!
I'm having another baby.
Crazy.
We're going to be parents to two kids. It feels so surreal. And I'm just so happy that we can share this news and get this off our chest.
Yeah. I feel like we still have told a lot of people.
I mean, we've told a lot of people, but
you have been just so anxious to tell your audience.
I know. It's hard to keep it in. There's been so many conversations that I've had on the podcast and on social media where it almost has just slipped out. Yeah. I actually had to edit it out of certain episodes.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
No, because most people have a hard time, and then there's you.
Mm-hmm.
So you share everything.
I do.
You're just an open book. It's so obvious. So for you to try and keep anything in for an extended period of time is almost impossible for you unless it's something like this.
I know. Something like this. It's best to wait until the second trimester, which we're officially in.
Amazing.
Can you believe?
It is wild.
I know. So we have so much to catch you guys up on.
It has really been hard, guys.
It's been so hard for Jonathan.
It's been hard.
The first trimester.
Wow.
Oh my God. And even, I just have to shout out my producer here, Jackson. He knows. I knew that I was pregnant before I actually could find out. I was in the studio here with a couple guests and also with Jackson. And I was like, I just have to say it. And we have this on video too. I know that I'm pregnant. And it's too early to take a test. And about a week and a half later, I was able to find out.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
I know. So I knew from the second of conception, but we're going to back up even further and just talk about how did we know that we were ready to start trying to have another child?
Well, for those that are wondering, it's a backtrack 9.5 months of what sign this baby will be. And I wish I was joking, but for the most part, that steered a lot of the decision making.
I mean, it steered a little bit of the decision making. I would say for the first time that we had a baby, that was hugely on my mind. This time, I kind of let go of that a little bit because I know that the baby is supposed to choose and you don't always get what you want. You get what you need. Atticus taught me that, even though I love Sagittarius's, I had wanted him to be a Libra. And so I had to let that all go and be like, okay, I might have a Scorpio, might have a Sagittarius or a Capricorn. So I tried to let it go. But I feel like this time we just got lucky.
We did.
Which we can get
to. It was
more
fun. We're like, if we try this month, it'll be this.
Totally. But beyond that, which is true, because we love astrology, how else did you know that you were ready to not only have a toddler, but to enter the newborn phase again?
I don't know. It just felt like a good age gap, 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. So I'm just going to back all the way up to the summer 2023. I had kind of like loosely planned in my head for a long time, maybe we'll be ready to try in September. And I believe trying in September, we would have then had a Gemini. I love Geminis. And so that starts like a whole season of signs that I love. But even beyond the astrology, I remember us talking about it and thinking, we'll probably be ready to try in September. Atticus will be more than 1.5. He'll be close to 2. And then September came And I remember we both looked at each other and said, why don't we wait, actually? Like, we don't necessarily feel ready. So do you remember what was that feeling compared to the flip of then feeling ready?
I want to say it had more to do with things getting really fun, finally.
With Atticus?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because the first 3 months are a blur. The first 6 months, you know, you're kind of becoming a human again. And then the first year, you're celebrating like, whoa, we made it a year. You're not getting any walking. And right around 13 months, he started to walk a little bit. And then you're in cautious mode for 3 months as he's like almost impaling himself with
everything.
Pretty much anything. And then right around 16 months-ish, you know, it started getting really fun. And then he's starting to learn words and you could have conversations with him. Like, I think right around then it was like, wow, this is really fun.
I know.
Like, let's
that's
soak
true.
This up all yeah. as much as we can.
Yeah, I forgot about that. There was definitely that feeling of we're a real family now who will go out to the beach together and we'll go do hikes together. And we felt like such a trio. And that was really fun.
Yeah.
Obviously with Hudson. Everybody listening, if you know Hudson, our cat, we were really not a trio because it was the four of us. Now it's going to be the five of us. Okay, so that was September. And then October came. And as many of you know, I was debating about the whole anxiety medication thing this whole time. So like, I think that played a factor for me in September as well, that I had assumed that I was going to be off of anxiety medication by September. And then I started to actually wean off of it in October. And then sometime around like the end of October is when I decided I'm going to take all that pressure off of myself and I'm going to stay on it for the upcoming pregnancy, for trying to conceive, for everything. And I can change my mind if I want to. But that was the decision that I landed on. So I would say by November, or actually like the end of October, but judging on when I ovulated, I think it was like the very beginning of November, that's when we decided we feel ready.
Yeah.
So we were at our friend's wedding and Jonathan had so much to drink
and he
literally left the wedding. We were trying to like Irish goodbye.
You don't know how to Irish goodbye.
I don't know how to Irish goodbye.
Jordan will say bye to everybody for 15. She'll say bye three times sometimes. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be there forever. But we were leaving and we were leaving before the after party. And Jonathan yelled out to the whole group.
No, I didn't yell out to the
Anya,
I just said to the bride and groom, sorry, we have to leave early. We're going to go make a baby.
We're going to go make a baby. And the way that the bride remembers it was more of you being like, we're going to go make a baby.
We're going to make a fucking baby.
Exactly. And we did.
Yeah.
So we actually went home. Jonathan passed out. He ate a couple hamburgers. It was the next day that I did the test. I was ovulating. And so honestly, this was our first time trying. And I'm hesitant to say that just because I know that everybody has such a different experience and we hold so much space for everyone. It was our first time tracking ovulation because some people have said, how do you know it's your first time trying? Like you're married and obviously you're sleeping together. We were actively not trying for a long time. I knew when I was ovulating, I didn't want to get pregnant before I was ready, that whole type of thing. And then, yeah, we're just really mindful of timing and ovulation and all that kind of stuff. Did the ovulation test. This was our first time trying. And I think that that was a shock in many ways to both of us.
Yeah, I was shocked.
But you're always the one who tells me, like, it's going to work. We're healthy.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. Every time I say stuff like that in the moment, you're like, don't say all that stuff.
But no, I love when you say it.
It's always true, though.
It's just hard to believe for me in the moment, but it's always true.
Just ride the wave.
Absolutely. So we feel very blessed that it happened that way, but we also want to hold a lot of space for anybody who's struggling to conceive. We know that it can be a very difficult journey and the road to parenthood looks different for everyone.
For sure.
We have a lot of close friends in our lives who have had a harder time and it's been really exciting to cheer them on as many of them are now becoming parents as well.
Yeah, divine timing. You know, my closest friend in the whole world. Who would have thought that we would both be having kids within a month, really.
Within
about,
exactly a month, yeah.
Yeah, of each other.
I know.
Yeah.
Feels like such a blessing.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, let's get started by talking about one of my favorite topics in the world, which is infrared sauna. I, of course, can't do the sauna right now because, as you know from the title of this episode, I am pregnant. But sauna has been a huge part of my healing life, and I am obsessed right now with all things Bond Charge. Bond Charge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. It's founded on science and inspired by nature, and all of their products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern day world. They have so many different wellness products that can help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance your hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is endless. They have blue light glasses. They have red light therapy. They have EMF management, and they have more. But my favorite product from Bond Charge is their infrared sauna blanket. It is so easy to use. There's so many things that it's good for, from detoxification to burning calories to, of course, managing pain. And the sweat helps you flush out heavy metals and other toxins. So that's why it was such a huge part of my healing journey, from Lyme, from mold, from heavy metals. Obviously, I can't promise any healing, but it's been so, so important on my journey. And Bond Charge is my favorite of all the brands because it's low EMF. It has the highest temperatures. It's quick and simple. It's easy to store. And it just is going to make you feel amazing. Bond Charge ships worldwide in rapid time. You get free shipping on every sauna blanket, easy returns and exchanges, a 30-day trial, and 12 months warranty. So go to bondcharge.com/balanced and use the coupon code balanced to save 15%. That is bondcharge.com/balanced and use coupon code balanced to save 15%.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three. Once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man, Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I discuss everything from relationships, health, wellness, business, parenting, friendships. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. Listen to all new episodes every Wednesday, anywhere you get your podcasts.
But let's tell them about the finding out.
Let's see if I could do the story.
Okay.
And then my timing is never really, you know, on mark.
Uh-huh.
So you may course correct me on the timing.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Saturday night's the wedding. Hammered.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday things happened. Fooled around a little bit. And was it Monday you left for New York?
Oh my God, was it? Wait, no, sorry. No, that was a couple weeks later because there was the ovulating, but then there was when I could find out.
See, this is why I
know.
You.
This is why I tell stories.
Okay.
No, so, but you go on.
So anyways, we know that, what was it, like 2 weeks later
mm-hmm.
is when you're either going to have your period or not have your period. And you're leaving for New York on like a Monday. And Sunday, before you left, or maybe it was even that Monday morning, you're like, no matter what you do, don't ask me if I did or did not have my period, because I don't want to be in a position where I lie to you if for whatever reason I didn't have it. That's not how I want you to find out. So what's also crazy is when I found out about Atticus, that whole week, it was Sunday morning that I left for Ohio for a work trip for a week. And you found out that Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, like probably right after I left, because I had an early morning
flight. Within an hour of you leaving.
Yeah.
Because I drove home from Palm Springs, took a test at home, had to wait 6 days to tell you.
Yeah.
And then the same freaking thing happened this time.
Except I was home and you were in New York.
And so rarely are we apart like that.
Yeah.
Like maybe twice a year. So that was crazy.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell everybody what it was like, because I was just at home doing my thing.
I know. Yeah. So basically I had told Jonathan, this is the thing. This is why he wasn't super shocked or surprised when he found out. I mean, you can speak for yourself. From the second that we conceived, I knew that I was pregnant. I felt everything. I was nauseous. I was sensitive to smells. The smell of Jonathan making Atticus breakfast in the morning was making me throw up.
I just thought that was you.
No, I knew how different I felt in my body. My boobs were hurting. I was exhausted. Just so many different little things. And then just energetically, spiritually, I felt different. So I had said to Jonathan probably 50 times, I know I'm pregnant. I'm sorry. I know it's way too early to take a test. So I don't want to even keep saying this to you. But I know that I am. And then when it was time for me to leave for New York, and I knew that the earliest possible day that I could take a pregnancy test was Tuesday.
Pretty sure you were advised not to take it on that day.
I was advised by my therapist not to take it on a Tuesday because I had a huge meeting. That's what I was going New York for. And
don't take the test before the huge meeting that you're flying out to New York for.
If it's negative, you're going to be disappointed.
It's like a meme. And then me under it with the colon, and then it's Jordan.
Yeah, and that's like the story of my whole life. Like, I'm gonna take the test.
I'm gonna
march to the beat of my own drum. Yeah, because also my therapist was afraid if it was negative, I'd be really disappointed. And if it was positive, I would be completely overwhelmed and unable to kind of focus on the task at hand. But I was so unbelievably overwhelmed with the feeling of knowing that I was pregnant and not being able to actually have any proof. That was so hard for me. So my first two nights in New York, I couldn't even sleep because I was like, I feel all these things, but I don't want to take a test too soon. And I want to focus on what I came here for. But also, I walked around the West Village all day on Monday. And I wanted to go to all these restaurants. Like, I hadn't been back to New York in 4 years. I used to live there. This is my happy place. I was repulsed by all the smells, by all the foods at all my favorite restaurants. And I was thinking to myself, if I'm not pregnant, something is freaking wrong. Okay. So I was getting kind of overwhelmed and just, if anybody is like me out there, just this feeling of, I just have to know. And even if it's negative, I just have to know. So, of course, I didn't sleep at all the night before this huge meeting, and also knowing that I could wake up and take the test in the morning, because you're supposed to take these pregnancy tests first thing in the morning. That's when the concentration of the HCG is the highest in your urine. So I think it was like 7 in the morning. I had probably slept for a couple hours leading up to this. Got out of bed and took the test in the bathroom, took the test, paced around my hotel room completely alone for like 2 minutes, not wanting to look at it too soon. And I go into the bathroom, flip it over, and it was positive. And it was almost just this rush of a feeling of I knew it. But right before I looked, I was so trying to convince myself, maybe you're wrong. This was the first time trying. This could be totally in your head. So in
that's
a way,
it's gotta be reassuring though.
Yeah, in a way, I was still shocked to see the positive. And then I just had to go through this day as normal. I went to Gabby Bernstein's house, dream come true, and then had this big meeting and decided to keep the news to myself. I mean,
You told Gabby.
Well, I told everybody that I saw.
Yeah, you told
in
everybody.
New York. What I mean by that is that I decided I'm not going to tell Jonathan from afar, just like last time. I want to tell him in person. And I also want to tell my parents in person, which is so hard because my mom and I talk 100 times a day. I almost told her, oh my God, I told Gabby that I'm pregnant. My mom would have been like, what? And
I have a fun question that you probably haven't even thought of. Was there like some random person, not that you would like get gum at a 7-Eleven, but like, was there a random person that you told, like a bellhop or?
I don't think so. I think the first time with Atticus, yes, I was like telling grocery cashiers, like I was just, it was so on the forefront of my mind. I think the second time it's a little easier to kind of just keep it in other than close friends. So, I mean, I told Eric and then I told my best friend Claire because she lives in New York. And
you guys had plans.
We had plans. I was seeing her anyway. And I think that was about it until I got home. I was tempted to do the FaceTimes to like a lot of close friends, but I just decided not to. I decided to do it differently this time. I know. Got to tell them all in person. The way that I decided that I was going to tell Jonathan was I went to the Kith store in Soho.
Yeah, this was fun.
Cutest.
She got
store.
A bunch of clothes. She FaceTimes me and she's like, hey, do you like these shoes? Do you like this shirt? And like they were for Atticus and she got the same things that we liked, but she got like little baby versions too. Put in a big Kith bag. First thing we do when we get home, she's like, hey, I got Atticus some stuff I want to show you. I was like, oh, this is sweet. So I'm like opening it. It's like little size like 2T, which is like 2 toddler. And I'm like, oh, cool. And then like the shoes are like a 6, whatever the kids mean, 6. And then I pulled the next one out and it was like a baby size one. And the first thing I thought was like, you totally bought the wrong size. And then it hit me.
I was waiting for him to notice something like that. So I just kind of looked at him like, just look at what else is in the bag. And then he looked and there's these matching newborn and toddler t-shirts.
So fun. So cool. Totally freaked out.
I have it all on video. Yeah. And I mean, you can speak for yourself on this, but were you that surprised after everything that I had been saying for 2 weeks?
It had nothing to do with what you were saying for 2 weeks because I could just like in one ear out the other with that stuff. Not in a way like, oh, she's just saying it again, but.
again.
She's just saying
here we go again.
Here we go. This crazy lady that I married. No, but just it's not, you don't know until you know. So I'm not going to like put any eggs in this basket.
But you had said that you were not that surprised.
I think the deciding thing for me was when I feel like if you got your period, you would have told me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never said anything, it made me wonder, did she just forget to tell me or is she pregnant?
As if I would ever forget. Totally.
So there was part of me that was like, I feel like something may be happening. But again, I don't want to invest in this. I'm not going to put my eggs in this basket. I'll just talk to her when she gets home because maybe it's just a really sensitive subject. So, but you didn't wait like 5 minutes.
I couldn't.
As soon as you walked in the door, we were opening that Kith bag.
Can everyone just imagine for a second taking a 6-hour plane ride and like planning the whole time, like I'm going to tell my husband that I'm pregnant. And then like an hour later, I'm going to tell my parents.
Well, it's kind of the opposite. Like when I was coming back from my Ohio trip, you're like, hey, is your flight on time? Hey, you're not going to stop and get food, are you?
Yeah.
Hey, did you get in your Uber?
Oh, yeah. That time I just had to wait at home for you. Yeah. And that time was different because it was our first child and there was no indication beforehand. I zero times did I think that I was pregnant with Atticus when I was. So this was so different.
Yeah, that one was a real shocker.
I was on the plane trying to watch movies, trying to journal, like, oh my God, I was texting Claire, of course, because thank God I told my friend Claire in New York. I'm like, this plane needs to go faster. Oh my God. I was just so nervous and just so full of excitement. So that was incredible. And then we got to go upstairs and tell my parents.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And you're just the best because you have fully embraced my parents as just, we're like an entourage. We're Atticus's entourage. I feel like the five of us are together all the time.
Atticus is Vince.
Of course.
And then
you're Kevin Connolly.
So I'm E.
Uh-huh.
So then your dad is Turtle?
I guess.
Okay.
Who's the girlfriend?
Well, then you would be Sloane.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then your mom would be...
Oh my God, wait, who's the...
Johnny?
Wait, no. Who's...
Johnny Drama?
Who's the lawyer?
The lawyer?
Wait.
You mean Jeremy Piven?
Now I'm getting so confused because we watch Suits. Yes, him.
Ari.
Oh
Ball.
Yeah, Ari. So who's Ari? My mom? I mean, my mom
no,
is
No, your
like,
mom is the nicest, quietest... Most
okay,
polite.
So we don't know who Ari is, but anyways, yeah. We are Atticus's entourage, and we got to go upstairs and tell them, I had rush ordered from Etsy a Big Bro sweatshirt, and we put it on him, we brought him upstairs, and filmed everything, and at first they didn't notice, and we're just filming, and I'm like, oh, I guess they're not really going to read his sweatshirt, what do we do? So eventually, well, after like 45 seconds, I was like, look at Atticus's sweatshirt. And my mom looks. And of course, she's immediately like, are you pregnant? And I'm like, yes. And she's so excited. She
and
couldn't believe
Byron
it.
My doesn't dad, even hear it.
My dad absolutely heard nothing, noticed nothing. And so time goes on, but we're still filming. And I'm like, Daddy.
So now everybody knows except for your dad.
Yeah, I'm like, well, which is so typical. I'm like, Daddy, look at Atticus's sweatshirt. And he looks and he's like, Big Bro, cool. And we're like, do you know what that means? And he's like, no. And we're like, Big Brother.
Attic- no, you were like, what do you think it means? And you remember what he said?
Yes.
Big do-rod.
Oh my God.
Hey,
so Byron.
Fucking Byron.
We can insert this video into that video. You guys can hear my dad say it. And I'm like, no, Atticus is going to be a big brother. And my dad goes like, Big Brother, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I'm pregnant. This is how we're telling you that I'm pregnant. And my dad says, are you sure? And it just takes him a while, I think, to wrap his head around big news. He was the same way the first time. Yeah. And then I said, are you excited? And he's like, yes, I'm so happy. But of course, on the video, he doesn't really look happy at all. Such a dad move.
He was just processing it.
He's a processor. He lives to be a grandfather. This will be his seventh. Is it a seventh or sixth?
You're asking me.
Well, I just can't think straight right now. I think it'll be his sixth grandkid. So that was really special. And then... there we entered the first trimester.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I'm still pinching myself that I get to work with my favorite brand in the world, MWH, Melissa Wood Health. I have been doing Melissa Wood Health religiously since 2020, when we all started working out and meditating at home. Melissa Wood Tepperberg has been on this podcast. She's an icon, one of my greatest inspirations in all things. And she created the platform MWH to provide a platform that can help you strengthen both your body and your mind with workouts, meditations, nutrition, and lifestyle content that you can easily commit to. Melissa's workouts offer a blend of yoga and Pilates classes to sculpt and tone your body. And this year, MWH launched their 7-day Reset and Renew program that features both guided workouts and meditations and a week-long nutrition program, which I'm obsessed with. I think that piece of the puzzle is often missing for people. And Melissa is just so approachable. She's such a kind soul and she's amazing. I'm currently sitting on my MWH mat. I have gotten so many questions about this yoga and Pilates mat online. So you guys have to check it out. And also her voice is so soothing, so comforting. Her walking meditations are my life. They are such an inspiration for me. You can do a 5-minute class, a 40-minute class. She is amazing. As Melissa says herself, don't trust me, try me. Visit melissawoodhealth.com and use code BALANCED at checkout to get your first month free off your monthly membership. That's MelissaWoodHealth.com and use the code BALANCED for your first month free. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. Okay, I'm going to share quite the statistic with you guys. Did you know that after the age of 21, you start losing 1% of your collagen every single year? So collagen is important for your skin because it gives natural support and firmness to your face. And BioCell is a premium product that helps you generate your own collagen. It also helps you protect the collagen that you already have. It's backed by science. So for over 25 years and with over $25 million in research, they have been doing what they do. It gives you real results for healthier hair, skin, and nails. It also increases skin elasticity and decreases the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. It's super easy to take. They have liquid capsules that are smaller than a penny. And you just take one capsule 2 times a day, one in the morning and one before bed. It is vegan, so BioCell doesn't contain any collagen from animals, and it is also GMO-free. It is safe for pregnant moms to be and for breastfeeding, so I have still been taking it every day in my pregnancy. Of course, we have a special offer for you guys. Get 30% off your first product order on BioCell's website with the code BALANCED. Again, that is the code BALANCED for 30% off your first product order or subscription exclusively on biocell.beauty. What was that like for you?
This has been a hard trimester for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie.
Like what parts?
I'm trying to be funny, but...
Yeah, just be real.
Yeah. I think the hardest part is just that I feel powerless a lot of the time because you don't know what you want or need. And I'm just trying to help and I can't really help in a lot of ways. So, I mean, your migraines have been terrible and yeah, just trying to be supportive.
Yes.
Trying to hold down the fort with Atticus.
That's something that you're very good
at. Keep my sanity at the same time.
Oh, yes. It's been a rough first trimester. It was so different than my first pregnancy with Atticus. I think being pregnant with Atticus, I thought that I was nauseous and I thought that I was tired and all these things. But also, I had the luxury of resting whenever the heck I wanted, other than working. But I didn't have a toddler, so like, I could lay in bed all day on the weekends. I just don't even remember.
You also had no baseline.
Right. I had no baseline to really understand, like, what is pregnancy nausea? So
and you're also just stoked, like.
Well, so happy. And of course, I feel so happy this time, too. So it's been this dichotomy of, like, this is such a blessing. This is all happening for such a greater purpose. So I'm just embracing every single feeling. Having nausea means that it's a healthy pregnancy, that the hormones are rising the way that they're supposed to. But also sometimes it just is so hard. It is so freaking hard.
I feel you, girl.
The nausea has been out of control. I would say that it peaked when we were in Hawaii. So when you guys saw all of our kauai photos, we did have the time of our lives, but I was so ill. I was so ill. I couldn't eat. Like, food was disgusting to me on that trip. Or I would be on the other side of the pendulum and I'd be so hungry that I would just have to inhale food and then I would be sick for 48 hours.
Because you ate too fast.
Yeah. Well, it's different when you're pregnant because there's just not as much space in your stomach for food. And I find that the second pregnancy, everything just happens more quickly. So I would say by like 7 or 8 weeks of pregnancy, I already felt like I was showing. I felt like I was, and I think I was, because my uterus, it just expanded so much quicker this time. Where the first time, I think it was like week 17 or 20, where I really started to show that I was pregnant.
You don't look like you're pregnant right now.
But I know. Jonathan tells me this all the time, but I feel, but I do.
Okay. I mean, if you do, yeah, cool. Mm-hmm.
But thank you. I mean, I think it's a beautiful thing to start looking pregnant. Yeah.
Totally is.
First trimester has been rough. Kauai was the pinnacle. And beyond the nausea, I was super dizzy, super hot. That was something so different from the first pregnancy too. Having these hot flashes. Where do you remember in the sushi restaurant, I was like pouring sweat and I had you put your hand on the back of my neck. And I just, all of these things were so foreign to me. I was like, this is definitely not what my first pregnancy felt like, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What has been the most fun part of this pregnancy so far?
Oh my God. I mean, it's just something that I love to do is to share this news with people. So one of the most fun things has been like being able to tell some of our closest friends
Top
and family.
Three people and their reactions that you've told so far.
Okay. So Elvira had an amazing reaction. Our dear friend, she's so intuitive. So this was still so early on in the pregnancy. We were at a birthday dinner and we were not going to share the news here. It wasn't our birthday. We're just like, we're just here to hang and see everybody. And first she asked Jonathan, like, what's going on? Is Jordan pregnant? Like, I know you guys wanted to start trying. I feel like she's pregnant. And then he was able to dodge it because he's really good at that kind of thing. And then there was me. She's like, Jordan, what's going on? You guys are trying. Are you pregnant? Like, I feel like you are. And I told her no. And then we pulled her aside like an hour later, her and her husband, and share the news. And she was just screaming at the top of her lungs. And she was like, you lied. You guys lied. I was like, what did you expect us to do? But she had such an amazing reaction. We love her so much. And then
JD was pretty cool, too. Not that I was right there when it happened, but he just looked at you and you looked back and that was it.
I know.
He just knew.
We have a special telepathic connection where basically he said, how's the baby planning coming? And I just looked at him. I can't lie. And I just like looked and he was like, wow, congratulations. That was amazing. I loved telling him. And then I would say, keeping it from my two best friends since childhood.
Because you had to tell them in person.
I wanted to tell them in person so bad. So last time, they both found out that I was pregnant with Atticus before you even did, because Jonathan was in Ohio, so I FaceTimed them. And I feel like with a first pregnancy, at least this is the way I am, it's just so surreal that I'm like, I have to tell my best friends. With a second pregnancy, I felt like I can do this. I'm going to hold it in because I really, really, really want to create the memory of telling them in person. So I was about 10 weeks when we went home for Christmas. Yes, we got Danielle to come the day before.
Danielle's reaction was great.
And we told her, and she bawled her eyes out.
She turns away from the camera when she realizes it, and she's like, nope, nope.
She's like, don't do this to me. It was amazing.
Don't do it.
She felt it, and she's also a mom. She felt it on a deep level. And then Katie's reaction was incredible. Katie's like my sister. We have been best friends since kindergarten, and I've never seen her look so shocked.
Oh, who is my favorite three?
Well, I was just going to say, we handed them an envelope with the ultrasound, and it was truly shocking to them. Who were your favorites? And I also am dying to know. Tell me.
Josh, I thought, was one of the best because he, without a doubt, was the worst for the first time. Had no idea that the way that we were trying to tell him was that we're having a baby, and it just ended up getting really, really...
Yeah.
Really confrontational.
Yes.
And then it turned even... anyways, telling Josh this time, he's like, oh my God, this is great. Why didn't you film it? I had a great reaction this time. And I was like, we'll go over there. And he's like, yes. Like,
because that is my one stipulation. We have to film everybody.
Yep. So Josh killed it. Drew and Ash was great.
So special.
Yeah. We were taking a photo of them. They're the pregnant couple, my closest friend growing up. And I was like, okay, well, why don't you take a photo of the other pregnant couple? And just, you see both their faces like drop.
That is so special. I love that moment.
And then I would say my mom and my dad. Uh-huh.
They're up there for sure.
Yeah. My mom didn't understand really. She's like, wait, I think this is yours. Like,
we gave her the positive pregnancy test in a gift box.
Yeah,
she
my
goes,
mom
this
loves
belongs
getting,
to you.
Like samples. Of like products.
My
that,
influencer samples.
Yeah. So we put all these influencer samples into a box and like gave it to my mom for the holidays. And she was like, oh my God. Like she gets so excited. And the bottom was a positive pregnancy test. She's like, wait, I think this is yours. And then like genuinely, like just thought it was like you had left it in this box.
Oh yeah. Whoops. I left my pregnancy test in your gift.
And then you were like, we're pregnant. She had a great reaction. And my
she
dad,
did. Your dad cried. It was so special. I mean, your brother too. Like we could go on.
My brother was great.
Telling
also.
Everybody was truly phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's just, that's my favorite part, sharing the news. So if we ever have a third kid, I'm going to keep it to myself that I feel like I'm pregnant after we conceived. Cause I really want to surprise you again. Like shock you.
First time, totally surprised. Mm-hmm. Second time, happy and surprised by the idea, but I was
not shocked.
Totally. First time, totally shocked.
Totally. And I would love to have that experience with you again. It was just so special, but this time was so special too. They're all just so different. Okay, so for all of us who are living alcohol-free, and I am 5 years alcohol-free, there is so much exciting stuff happening in the alcohol-free space. So if you are a beer girly or a beer guy, but you don't want the alcohol, Heineken 00 is an alcohol-free option to the original Heineken that you love. It has 100% taste, but 0.0% alcohol. That means it's perfect for all of the times where you would like a beer, but you cannot have the alcohol. So if you're giving up alcohol for dry January without giving up drinking, now you can. And also, if you want like a post-workout drink or you're going out with your friends, but you don't want the alcohol, now you can. Heineken 00 is for you. I have absolutely loved being alcohol-free, and I love when January comes around every year because a lot of new people try out the non-alcoholic life with Dry January. Nothing wrong with alcohol, but if you want to try something new, you got to try this and let me know what you think. Can't wait to hear. Heineken 00 has 100% taste, 0.0% alcohol, only 69 calories. Now you can. So of course, you've got to check them out. Click the link in the show notes to buy now. Must be 21 and over to purchase. And please enjoy Heineken responsibly. This episode of the Balance Blonde podcast is brought to you by the IQ Bar. Okay, so ever since I became pregnant, I have been ravenously hungry and I have been so thankful for all things IQ Bar. I love IQ Bar. They are plant protein. They're super high protein, which I love. I love their plant protein bars, which is a quick and diet friendly and brain boosting breakfast or snack. And you can also do what I do because I have needed to be so hydrated in this pregnancy. So I have been rehydrating with IQ Mix first thing in the morning. And also after my hikes and my walks, I love it. And I'm just really excited for you to try. You will specifically love their plant protein bars. They are the perfect low-carb grab-and-go breakfast. And also their IQ Mix zero sugar hydration drinks, which replenish your electrolytes lightning fast. And also they have IQ mushroom coffees, which are packed with magnesium and lion's mane adaptogen to keep you focused all day long. So if your 2024 resolutions involve leveling up your diet, start right with IQ Bar's brain and body boosting bars, hydration mixes, and mushroom coffees. Their ultimate sampler pack includes all three. Get 7 IQ Bar flavors, 4 IQ Mix flavors, and 4 IQ Joe flavors. And today, our listeners get an exclusive offer and 20% off plus free shipping. Just text BALANCED to 64,000. That is 64,000. The ultimate sampler pack is a great way to try all IQ Bar products and flavors. All IQ Bar products are entirely free from gluten, dairy, soy, GMOs, and artificial sweeteners. And whether you're running a marathon or running errands, IQ Bar empowers doers with superior brain and body nutrition. Their plant protein bars are packed with high quality ingredients to keep you physically and mentally fit. IQ Bars are vegan, gluten-free, and low in sugar and carbs. And every flavor, chocolate sea salt, peanut butter chip, wild blueberry, and more is absolutely delicious. Refuel smarter in 2024 with IQ Bars Ultimate Sampler Pack. That's 7 IQ Bars, 4 IQ Mix Sticks, and 4 IQ Joe Sticks. And now our special podcast listeners get 20% off all IQ Bar products. Plus, get free shipping. To get your 20% off, just text BALANCED to 64,000 and get your discount. Text BALANCED to 64,000. That is BALANCED to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. I would say another super exciting part of the pregnancy journey was getting to hear the heartbeat.
Yeah.
Because I think anybody who's been pregnant can understand, even if you're so excited to see that positive pregnancy test, it just makes it so much more real to hear the heartbeat. And then statistics of anything going wrong afterwards go way down after you hear the heartbeat. So the way that my anxious brain works is like, just get to the heartbeat, get to the heartbeat. I want this appointment. And because we went to Hawaii, we actually had to put that appointment off. And that was hard. That was very hard for somebody as impatient as me.
Yeah, I was fine.
Of course you were.
Yeah, I was fine on the beach.
Yeah, you know, just, I mean, we were in the perfect place.
Yeah, it was a great place if you're going to have to wait it out in Kauai.
Of course.
I was going to say one of the things that I wasn't anticipating that happened to me, and you know, you don't realize like the emotions that you're going to feel when until you feel them, was when you told me, I immediately had this feeling of like sorrow, and I didn't think that that was going to be a feeling that I felt finding out such great news, because why would you feel sorrow when you just found out that you're having a second kid? And for me, it was because it's like an expiration date on this beautiful time that we have with just Atticus. And not that this new chapter is going to be like bad. It's a great chapter also, but it's, you're like, wow, it's only going to be 7.5 more months of this unit of us three and then Hudson, but us three going out and adventuring and doing stuff before the new chapter. And it was an interesting feeling that
took you by surprise.
Took me by surprise, but also has made me way more present and appreciative with the time that we have, because I know that when the baby comes, they are going to take my time and attention for a while. And yeah, it's just kind of sad.
I know. Yeah, that's a really good topic to touch on. I know that's a common feeling. I would love to hear from people who have two kids or have three kids or more about how to navigate that transition, because that's something I'm thinking a lot about as well. And I've heard so many moms say it, how they're so excited for that second baby to come and so mourning having your first child be your only child. And I freaking feel that way, even though, yes, we have what, at least 6 more months. But my God, right now we only know how much we love Atticus. And I know it's a common feeling to think, how could I ever love another being as much as I love Atticus or a little being? And I know that our hearts will just expand. But I think of him and like the transition that it'll be for him. It's a real thing.
Totally.
And they'll be 2.5 years apart.
Perfect.
Which brings me to my next thing, which is that we haven't mentioned that the due date is Jonathan's birthday.
Yep.
And I feel that that is incredibly synchronistic, especially for someone who cares about astrology and numbers and all those things the way that I do. So tell us your birthday.
July 24th.
July 24th, baby, 2024.
Yep.
So again, I feel like we're going to have a very cuspy child, probably a Leo, but potentially a Cancer. Love Cancers and Leos. My whole family is Cancers and Leos other than me and now Atticus. So I think we can't go wrong.
No, it's going to be great.
But Atticus was very cuspy, and people will recall between Sagittarius and Capricorn, I was desperate to have a Sagittarius. I love Capricorns. I didn't think that I would be a very aligned mom with a Capricorn. So he was born only 3 hours before Capricorn season. And I feel like this is just another cuspy due date.
I'm going to pepper you with some questions.
Okay.
Are we doing a doula this time?
Yes. We haven't like fully made any decisions, but I would really love to have a doula again.
Okay. Are we doing another baby moon?
Of course.
So Kwai didn't count.
No, that's not a baby moon. we hadn't even heard the heartbeat yet.
Okay.
No, we can do more of a local baby moon. I think we talked about potentially Ojai.
Okay, cool. I like it. I like it. Do you know in your head how you're going to announce that we're having a little boy or girl?
Yes, I do. I think I want to post just the genuine raw video of us finding out. I think we could recreate something really beautiful on the beach, but it would not at all be the same as that genuine reaction.
Yeah.
No, and it wasn't beautiful. That was the cool, you know, we were just in my parents' apartment. It was at the end of a very long day, and it was just so real.
So fun story. When we found out about Atticus, the email, because you do the early knowing test, the email goes to your mom, and your mom had to like figure out what to do. So she did this like scavenger hunt. It was very creative and cute. And the scavenger hunt led to like some balloons and a little thing in their room of their apartment, because we live in the same building. And that was really cool. It was like a fun, exciting like scavenger hunt that we did. And then finding out this time, we were told it was going to be like 2 or 3 days, and it only took one day. And it was like Saturday. We had a whole day of like plans, and we're driving home, and Jordan's mom was like, oh, by the way, no, she didn't even say anything.
I'm wondering how the heck you're going to go on with this incorrect story. Okay.
We get to our apartment door.
Yes.
And there's a sign on the door that says, come up to 402.
With balloons, both blue and pink. Yeah. And I was like walking really slow because already I'm just feeling very pregnant, out of breath all the time. Walking slow, and I hear Atticus go, "Ooh, balloons." And I was like, "Wait, what?" And so I like peek around the corner, and it was just such an exciting surprise. Yeah. So they said, "Come up." So we went up, and then they had the cutest setup, which we will wait to share.
When are we sharing that?
Well, we can't tell you guys all of our news in one day. Like, we can't shock the system.
You probably have it planned in your head. Like, when
I'm not going to wait very long. Probably like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Like, let's let it soak in that we're having a baby.
Okay.
And by the way, so many people guessed that I was pregnant. I don't know if it's an intuition or if I'm looking pregnant or what, but I was getting probably at least one message a day for the last month from super intuitive listeners and followers. Like, oh, even when I do Q&As, half the Q&As, not half, I'm an exaggerator, 1/5 of the questions are you pregnant? I feel like you're pregnant. And I always wanted to respond and say, you think I'm going to tell you in such a, what's the word? Such a
nonchalant
way, because I am going to tell you in a big way.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Yes, we're so happy. We're so excited. We feel so blessed. And the last question I wanted to ask you, just because I think this could be helpful to people listening, how, we kind of talked about this, but how did you best feel like you could support me through the first trimester being challenging and also just through all of the emotional ups and downs of pregnancy?
Sure. Well, I will also touch on the video that went viral.
Oh, we have to. How could I ever do a pregnancy episode and not freaking mention that?
So I've learned my lesson that, why are you rolling your eyes?
Because I just still can't believe that happened.
I speak in platitudes. It's what I do.
You have
you
to
say, I'm
say,
not feeling well. I'm like, you're feeling fine.
For anybody who's listening who hasn't seen the video, just like kind of tell them what it is.
She's like, oh, I feel like I'm going to die. I'm like, you're not going to die. Like,
No.
You're not.
No, I was in labor in the car. I was 8.
How am I supposed to know?
He knew I was in labor. I was 8.5 centimeters dilated.
First of all, I didn't even know what 8.5 centimeters was. But third of all, like, how was I supposed to know how? You didn't even know how dilated you were.
No, I didn't know how dilated I was, but I knew that the baby was coming out. That was one thing
we
could all agree on.
To me, that sounded like a little extreme, like, hey, I know this whole process sucks, but like, we're not even at the hospital yet. Like, we just started.
I was so hysterical, you guys, because I was in transition, meaning I wasn't even in labor. The baby was transitioning to come to earth. Like, we were seconds away.
First time.
Oops, no, I called you Atticus. Jonathan said, just relax.
I meant like,
thankfully,
be at peace.
For 2+ years, the internet has crucified him.
Yes.
So he learned his lesson.
So I'm going to be Mr. Cheerleader husband the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to be like, oh, I'm,
I what feel are you like going to
say? I feel like I'm going to die. You're doing great. You are doing great. Go, Jordan.
You're
go,
a queen. Go. You're so
Jordan.
Strong.
Yeah, you're a queen. You're strong. You got this. I'm here
You'll
for you.
You'll do that for as long as it takes.
Oh, I'm
24 hours,
I'm,
48 hours.
Oh, you can count
on it. Even though I'm a
it.
Fast birther, so you probably won't have to do it for that long. I don't know. Knock on wood. What will you not say?
Everything I said from my PSA the first time. I saved lives for husbands.
No, you literally did.
Yeah.
We still get the funniest comments literally every day. People make me laugh out loud. Strangers on TikTok saying the funniest things about you.
What was your original question, though?
Your tips for men or partners for their pregnant wives.
It's not about how you feel. It's not about the energy that you have. You're not pregnant. So just suck it up, get some water, get an ice pack, tell her she's beautiful, rub her shoulders. Find out where you can rub her, because there are certain pressure points that you can't because mm-hmm. they are not advised. Do your research, be nice, write fun notes.
Yeah, just be extra sweet in all the ways.
Be extra sweet. If you have a kid, do everything.
Literally everything. It's just so
helpful. Let her rest. She's growing a baby.
Because in the end, being pregnant trumps all. So Jonathan will be like, oh, the longest day, I'm so tired. And I'll be like, I'm pregnant. I'm 12 weeks pregnant with our child.
And don't say, how long are you going to pull that card for? Oh. Just say you could say it in your head.
No, he said to me when we first found out, he said, you were already saying that. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm a quick learner. You called me out.
I know. I said, now is the most.
But that first, I can't do.
First trimester is very hard. Second trimester, let's hope, is usually kind of beautiful for a lot of people. Third trimester gets very hard.
How have I shaped up so far?
You've been wonderful. I mean, look, Jonathan's a huge jokester. I call him out on things all the time. Who knows how you come off to people who don't know us? But he is the most incredible husband, the most incredible father, the most deeply present dad anybody could ever wish to have. And
so just get your own water.
The person
Jesus.
That you want on your side for everything. I will never once in my life, pregnant or not pregnant, get my own water. So that's that. No, Jonathan really likes to come off as this like jokester, I don't really know kind of person, but he is so sensitive, romantic, thoughtful. He's amazing. And you're the best dad to Atticus, which at this point in time is the most I can ask for, because I freaking love Atticus. He's perfect. We had an incredible second birthday party for him over the weekend, but I have had a migraine for 9 days.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even believe I'm sitting here. So, I mean, if you're pregnant as well and you feel this way, you're not alone. We feel so blessed. We can't wait to take you guys along for the journey. And surprise!
Surprise!
There's another baby coming.
Baby Albrecht. Younger Albrecht.
Round two. Not a hyphenated ding, last ding. Name, but I'm still a younger.
You'll always be.
Yeah. Oh, so we're looking for a house more seriously because we do need more space.
Yeah, please.
We could go on forever. I think I will do a solo probably for next week where you guys can send in your questions, because there's all sorts of the feminine aspect of pregnancy that I can get into. We all know I could have talked for 10 more hours.
We all know.
You could have too.
Easily.
I could have talked about finding out in my New York hotel room for 2 hours.
You could have.
Because that was one of the craziest moments of my life.
Yeah, thank God for Jackson.
I know. Okay, so any final thoughts? Are you
any
good?
Final thoughts?
What are you most looking forward to? That's my final question about what being am I a father of
that is a good
two.
Question. I am most looking forward to seeing Atticus become an older sibling. And I am so excited for the second kid because I was the second kid. And there's a lot of things that as a second child that you feel like you were maybe neglected on or, you know, weren't seen as the priority. And I'm going to heal a lot of the trauma that was probably self-created, you know, from my childhood that didn't probably was just made up. You know, I just felt one way, even though
I don't think it was made up.
Okay.
I mean, for anybody, like your experience is so real.
Yeah. So I'm excited to heal myself a little bit.
Yeah. I love that so much. I have loved seeing how Atticus has healed your inner child in so many ways. And now with this second child and you being a second child, I think that's going to be so profound. Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
And if I could answer the same question, I too am looking forward to their sibling relationship because, I don't know, people are so confused about my family. My siblings are 14 plus years older than me. So I've always been closer in age to my nieces and nephews. They're like siblings to me. But I don't really know what it's like to have a real sibling in a real household with you who has the same two parents as you. And I've always wanted to give that to my kids. Now I feel like I'm going to cry, actually, because that's something I've like dreamed about since I was a little girl. I really have. So I can't wait. And we love you all. And thank you for listening to us. And just thank you for being here on this journey as we expand our family.
Yep. This is going to be a fun one.
And you guys are in the TBB fam. Buckle up for this ride. Okay. Love you guys. Love you, Jonathan. Thank you for coming here with me. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. Come say hi on Instagram at The Balanced Blonde and tell me what your favorite part of this episode was. subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, and send me a screenshot of your rating and review for a free Soul on Fire yoga ebook. See you next Wednesday. Love you guys.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.